Today's music begins with two hymns on the chimes. Christ is the mountain of Horeb and rock of ages, cleft for me. The piano prelude is an arrangement of Glorious Things of You Are Spoken by Victor Lebensky. This rhythmic setting references the first, second, and final stanzas of the hymn. This also serves as our opening hymn. Be sure to sing along at home with your hymnal. If you would like a hymnal to sing with, please let me, Andrew Paulson, know, and I will arrange for you to take one home for the duration of our online services. Today's anthem is a piano arrangement of What Wondrous Love Is This by John Carter, chosen with the appointed Philippians text in mind. The hymn after the sermon is Come, O Fount of Every Blessing, and the postlude is a joyous organ setting on the same hymn by Michael Burkhardt.
Thank you. as always, as we enter into worship, we remind you, no matter who you are and no matter where you are on life's journey, our deep desire is to meet you where you are and share God's love, God's strength, God's peace with you. I invite you to join me now in taking a deep breath. As we breathe in God's presence among us wherever we may be, and as we breathe out those things that would weigh us down, distract us, or prevent us from hearing God's message for each one of us, I invite you now also to focus with me on today's theme, which happens to be God's sustaining presence. Sustain, sustainable, and sustaining are words I tend to use fairly often. For example, whenever I talk about the unique challenge of doing ministry and being the church amid a pandemic, I am eager to make sure that the decisions we make are ones that can be sustained and are sustainable. That is, decisions that are life-giving, both to those who are providing the ministry opportunities and to those who are experiencing them. When I consider the food I eat or the beverages I consume, I want to know if they've been produced in ways that are sustainable. Have they been sustainably grown, sourced, harvested? That is, in ways that do not deplete God's creation, but rather enable it to continue to thrive and yield goodness for generations to come. And when I consider the God in whom I have placed my faith and trust, I find strength and comfort in knowing that God's presence is both sustained and sustaining. That is, God's presence is ongoing, constant, life-giving, not just every now and then, but always and forever. Seeking to experience the wonderfully sustaining presence of our God in ways that are unmistakably real, we enter now into worship. In the name of God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.